Hi, this is Annie.
Hi, this is Carol, and this is the Making Lemonade podcast where we discuss our lives
and how we adapt to new challenges and make the most of it.
This week, we're going to learn about how my co-host Annie, a realtor in Chicago, and how she is adapting to COVID-19 challenges. My name is Carol, design director of OpenUU based out of Hong Kong, and I'm here with Annie here today, who's going to share with us what the current situation is like in Chicago and how her work has been impacted by COVID-19. So what's new with you?
Well, I'm home a lot more now, and I spend more time really enjoying my home office, whereas before I was out and about a lot and didn't even get a chance to cook at home much. I also get to enjoy taking my coffee at home, which is really nice.
That sounds so nice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, it's kind of nice to like just
enjoy really your slow house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spend more time at home. Yeah.
It's really. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I moved in here in 2017, but I really didn't spend a lot of time here. I used my kitchen more during COVID, probably in the last 2 years combined. For sure.
Oh, yeah. You have a beautiful home, so you should enjoy that more.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really nice. I have definitely appreciated the space.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, okay. I've been a realtor in Chicago for the last 8 years, and I lead a small team here at Compass where we help people find income-generating rental properties and full-time residences, of course. So I work for a brokerage. It's called Compass. I work out of the Bucktown office. If anyone listening is from Chicago, it's a cute little neighborhood and our office is right on Milwaukee Avenue. And it's great. I love working out of the office, but I haven't been there obviously in a really long time because we work from home now.
Yeah, because of COVID, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, should we back up a little bit? And do you mind telling me what are income generating properties?
Yes. So income generating properties are basically rental properties that have a really good rental potential. That means that you can easily find a tenant to place in those units, and then you get really good rents on those properties to cover your mortgage and usually some extra on top of that, which would go towards your actual rental income. So you basically get to build equity on your property as well as getting a income on top of that.
Okay, so it's basically like an investment property where you don't live there. Am I correct?
Right, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how has like COVID affected, you know, these income generating properties and the rental market in general?
Yeah, so because COVID hit Chicago in the spring, so we all went into lockdown in kind of like the middle to end of March. And usually that's the start of our spring market and then all, of course, into summer. And that is when most of the leases for these rental income properties tend to end. And that's because those are the times where it's easiest to rent out and you can get the most dollars for your units because that's just like a big moving time for everybody. So because COVID hit around that same time, rental properties were still very active because tenants still had to move when their leases ended or find new units. So all of our units turned pretty quickly from March all the way through July. It didn't really affect it too much. And then we also noticed that there were a lot more interest in low-rise properties, which was really good for us because the majority of the properties that my clients own are in what we call 3 flats or 4 flats here. And basically those are, you know, 3-story properties or 4-story properties, standalone properties. And each floor is usually a unit or each floor might have 2 units. So these low rise and, you know, 3 and 4 flat properties are actually very attractive during COVID time because people feel like they're not in a high rise where there's a high density. They also get a lot more private space. And then they also have patios or decks. So it makes it a lot more attractive. And because of that, a lot of my clients' properties had no problems being rented out.
Oh, that's nice to know. So renters in Chicago are actually mainly looking for spaces that have kind of like an outdoor feature or balconies, like low rises. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And it's very interesting because in Chicago, for those of you that may not know, I mean, summer is a big season for us because people love being outside. Usually, you know, gosh, 8-9 months out of the year, we're super cold or just not having the kind of weather where you can enjoy outdoors as much. And so during this like late spring, summer time, it's so prime for us to be outside as much as possible. So having that private outdoor space becomes really important when you're in quarantine. A lot of the high rises with beautiful amenities, they either closed their rooftop decks or started limiting the amount of people that can be there at the same time. So it's not bad. You know, I have friends that live in these high rises and basically you just reserve a time so that, you know, they can control how many people.
So they restrict how many people can use the outdoor space, basically.
Exactly. Along with, you know, other amenities like, you know, the fitness room if it's open or the pool if it's open.
Right.
That's how they do it to try and keep it safe for everybody.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, are people still buying income generating properties? I mean, I know you were talking about your current existing clients who own these properties, but are people still buying these properties?
You know, they are. So I've been out quite a lot. We started to go into phase 3 and phase 4, where I started showing properties again in person or touring properties in person with my investor clients starting in late June. And we're still looking. These properties are still available and they are still attractive because interest rates have become so low that it just makes a lot of sense for investors to, you know, really take advantage by buying, you know, continuing to buy these income generating properties, especially these low rise types where they didn't see much of a slowdown due to COVID. So, you know, that did not deter them. So we're still out looking. I have an appointment tomorrow to see a 6-unit in an area called Logan Square, which is a really popular area where there's a lot of activity and a lot of, you know, renters. So most of those units rent pretty quickly and easily.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, what are the safety measures in place now? Because it seems like you're still going to look at properties and, you know, obviously there's going to be, you know, the owner or the selling agent who will be there. Like what are the measures in place to protect everyone who's involved in this whole process?
Well, so we now have virtual tours as an option for people. We also, what that is we basically use these 3D cameras called through a company called Matterport, where you scan the entire unit and then you can actually tour it virtually, either, you know, using some kind of VR camera, or you can just do it on your computer. And it's pretty cool because it does like a whole 3D imaging of the entire unit. So you actually feel like you're inside. Like you can look up, you can look down, you can look inside closets, you know. Yeah, you look inside bathroom, look inside the bathtub or the shower. You know, so it's a very extensive 3D scan of the units. So we've put that in place. Almost all realtors and most have been getting their listings doing that.
Okay. So are you guys doing these virtual tours first?
Yeah. So if it's available for the units, we tend to do the virtual tours first. And then if the buildings are still interesting to us, then we want to definitely take a look in person. Another way we've seen buildings is if the building, let's say, was recently rehabbed and all the units are vacant, a lot of listing agents have been putting those buildings on lock boxes, which are basically these large master lock key boxes where you can put keys inside and then you hang it on a doorknob or a fence so that, you know, I as an agent can access myself and show my clients.
Okay, so you don't even see the person to hand over a key.
Right, exactly. It's to basically limit the amount of people that come in and out, you know, of the units. Obviously, if it's vacant, it makes sense to do that, you know, because one is just more relaxed in that we don't have to be nervous about how many people, because it's, you know, usually one less person there. So I can be there with maybe my buyer or my two buyers, you know, they have a partner or something like that. It's just good that I can let them in and they can kind of tour the place without feeling like they're in a, you know, a tenant's, you know, living quarters. Because, you know, we try to limit the showings if it is tenant occupied, just, you know, out of respect. It's been nice to have the lockbox as an option. And if it is, however, tenant occupied, then we, of course, get the permission through the agent from their tenants, if that's okay. Or, you know, we ask that they do some kind of FaceTiming with us instead of us entering the unit. Some tenants have been really nice and do FaceTimes. So there's definitely ways, you know, people have been really good about, you know, showings and being creative and letting people see units that way.
That's nice that people are really being flexible about showing the unit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is nice to see that. You know, I think everybody understands that kind of we're all in the same boat here. You know, it's been nice to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of information for today. You know, you talked about the investment properties, which are income generating properties, and how the interest rates are low now, and how to do virtual tours and visiting these properties with minimizing contact. That's a lot of information.
Okay, good. Well, you know, we could always go into depth another time, but I'm glad I was able to at least provide a quick overview of some of the changes we've done in the real estate space. And I look forward to next week where we get to talk about what you and your design firm has done and how you've guys pivoted during this COVID-19 situation.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll catch up with you next time.
Yep. Looking forward to next week. If you enjoyed this podcast, please hit subscribe so you can listen to all of our episodes.